Ladies and gentlemen, he's the number one rated podcaster in the entire town of Bothell, Washington. The creator of In the Trenches, here he is, your host, Kevin Devin.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of In the Trenches, the podcast for systems administrators and IT professionals. Today is October 8th.
We're sorry, but today is November the 8th.
And it just happens to be I'm on my way home. You'll notice there should be quite a bit of different sound as to what's going on here. I'm kind of pressed for time today, so I decided I'd take this on the road and try out the old mobile podcasting capabilities. I don't know how well this is going to work. I don't know how well it's going to sound. I don't know if this will make it out the door. I have no idea about anything, but I thought I'd give it a try. If it sounded halfway decent, then we might just go with it. So, anyway. Oh, let's see, a couple things I wanted to cover. It's mostly going to be a rambling. I apologize for that, but I'm trying to drive and keep from wrecking at the same time. And in the Seattle area, that's sometimes not so easy. Anyway, let's see. You'll notice last, Thursday or Friday? I think it was one of the days. Jeez, I can't even remember now. Anyway, I had posted my last podcast, or pseudo-podcast, I guess I could say. It really wasn't even a podcast. It was more of an ad. You'll notice it was the Show Us Your Rack request. And I'm serious about that. You know, it sounded kind of goofy. I know, that's the whole point of it. But I want to see what other people have so far as racks. I mean, I think it's interesting. I know some of you others. I know you're out there. I know you guys think the same way. So don't make me feel like a complete idiot, but, like I said before, and like I think it was my first podcast, first or second one, you know, there's nothing really cooler than, you know, walking in and seeing a really cool cabling layout, you know, a bunch of equipment racked up, several racks, you know, arrays of hard drives, you know what I'm talking about. So anyway, even if it's not that cool looking, you know, send it. I mean, I'm really curious to see. It's always neat to see other people's, you know, hardware and see what they have as far as equipment goes. So if you got anything, send it. I mean, it can't hurt. You don't have to put any names on anything. I don't want to identify anybody, get anybody in any trouble. You'll notice there's nothing identifying in my pics that I posted. So feel free, send them in kevin.devin@gmail.com, you know, and, share them. So, well, let's see. I've had quite a bit of feedback regarding the tech chat, and I probably could have had something to put up here today. However, this past weekend we had a sick 4-year-old, and so I ended up sleeping right through what was supposed to be the tech chat at 6 a.m. my time. So. I emailed all the guys, told them I was sorry, I apologize, but, you know, family comes first, so that's the way it goes, so. Let's see, I've got several people lined up right now who want to participate in an upcoming tech chat, and I'm getting to the point where I think I'm going to start splitting them out, and it may be by time zone, it may be by interest. This next tech chat that we do, and remember, this is really going to be essentially the first. I mean, we've done it, Robert and myself have done it, and that was the whole idea of this. You know, we just kind of threw the recorder on and just started chatting and just to see, and all of a sudden we started coming up with good little bits, and that's the plan with this, you know, just to kind of kick up some conversation, some things that we all have in common, and, you know, if you have you're having problems or difficulties with something, bring them up. You know, others, someone else is bound to be having the same exact problem or have have had faced the same problem before. So, you know, that's what it's all about. But I think I may end up splitting them out by time zone or something along those lines, you know, to make it easier to where people aren't getting up at 6 a.m. But at the same time, they're not wasting their day having to wait, you know, like Robert being in the Netherlands and 6 a.m. here is 3 p.m. there. So that makes it kind of rough. I mean, that's the whole point, you know, that's the whole thing with the global bit. But it's kind of neat. I've gotten a lot of feedback from all over the place, and it's really, really pretty neat to see and hear. Uh-oh. Well, okay, there it comes back. The laptop, I think, was trying to go to sleep on me there. I'm showing good battery power, but it didn't like the monitor being up and open. Let's see here. Let's see if I can merge around here without... Nope, I missed that turnoff. Oh, well. That's the hazards. You know, you do this stuff and you try to do it mobile-wise, and if you're not careful, you don't pay attention and you miss your turnoff, just like I did. Just so you know, I've actually got a class coming up here Wednesday night, and my teammates and I, we meet usually once a week, and we're happen to be meeting tonight. And meeting at Microsoft, as a matter of fact, and that's where I'm heading at the moment. And we're supposed to go over what our presentation is going to be this Wednesday. Boy, this is just not the date and time to be podcasting. I tell you, these people are just driving nuts. And of course, I'm in a HOV lane all by myself. One of those idiots. So I got over, get out of the way, and let's try this again. But anyway, let's see. Where was I? I have no clue. It looks like this is going to be a chopped up podcast. Come on, get out of the way. Idiots. ID10Ts. We all know what those are. Let's see. I'm still doing good there. No clue what my hard drive's doing. 148th. Okay. Turn around. Go back the other way. Shit. So let's see. What have we done? Today was a Monday. Oh my goodness. First thing come in. The receptionist machine's down. You know, that's... I'm going to back up a second. You know, that's one thing that just drives me batty. And I know you guys have experienced it as well. You walk in the door, and you don't even get a doggone good morning. It's a, hey, I've got a problem. Well, good morning to you, too. That just drives me nuts. You know, just at least have the common courtesy to say, good morning. Hi, you are a human being. No. They got something to be done, you know. To hell with you. You need to fix their stuff. You know, that just drives me nuts, you know. And I know they don't mean it on purpose. They just, you know, they've got a task that they're trying to complete, you know, and they're really focused on that task and, you know, but it just from the human element of it, you know, it'd be nice just when you walk in, hi, good morning. So I've always made it my little jab back. You know, they'll go through their old little tirade, you know, what their problem is. Oh, I'm doing this is the problem, da, 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 you know, in this big panic. And I'll stop and I'll calmly say, good morning, how are you? So that always tends to knock them out of focus a little bit. Oh, yeah, good morning. So, but anyway, today was a typical Monday. I wouldn't say typical. I haven't had this bad a Monday in a while. But came in, receptionist machine's down. She, of course, had contracted some spyware. Rat bastards. And as a result of it, it basically whacked Explorer and Internet Explorer. I mean, it basically made them unusable. I mean, you could use it, but man, there was a long, lengthy timeout, you know, between the time you'd invoke it and it actually come up and be usable. So I just, basically, it was not in a usable state. So I had to reimage that machine. And in the meantime, in the beginning, you know, before doing so, I had, because she is the receptionist and I don't want to be answering phones. So I ended up taking and placing a temporary machine, loading it up with our PBX, you know, call answering software, so she could at least be productive, you know, even if in a, you know, less of a capacity. But I also took and installed Firefox, and that brings up another point. Firefox, it looks like they're going to release it, it looks like it said tomorrow, October 9th, which that's going to be cool.
We're sorry. Once again, today is November the 8th. Tomorrow is November the 9th.
But I did notice, I think it said October, maybe it's November. I swear it said for tomorrow. But anyway, Firefox, I loaded it up, got it running, and for whatever reason, I cannot get the proxies settings to work correctly. At least not in the same way that they did under IE. And that's specifically, once I'm sitting and pointing at a proxy, I cannot utilize just basic friendly names like before, even though they're in the DNS, but it continues to want to go out to the proxy to access that machine. And of course, naturally, our proxy, because of the way everything's set up, our proxy knows nothing of our internal machines. So I've been trying to figure out, I've been putting in exclusions or exemptions into the, you know, what not to send to the proxy server. And for the life of me, I cannot get that to work. I can put in dot, you know, domain.com dot, you know, whatever. I can put in IP address 10.190 blah, 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 blah. You know, 192.168 dot, you know, 1.0/24, that doesn't work. You know, I've tried every combination that they show in the examples, and I just, it will not work. It will not, if it references that machine, or if it tries to get to it, it's just going to take that name and just try to go to the internet. So that's kind of got me puzzled, and that's one thing that's kind of keeping me at the moment from deploying Firefox, you know. And granted, it's not our, you know, quote unquote supported browser, but you know, I'm really getting tired of all this spyware and stuff, and if I can deploy or employ any kind of a tool to assist myself in minimizing that, then damn it, that's what I'm going to do. Right now, we already have all of the engineers, they already all have it and run it, but they don't end up going through the proxy because we have a second connection that's basically just for R&D. So they don't use it, but salespeople and the rest of us schmucks end up having to use the proxy. So until I get that figured out, I can't use it. I can use it for the basic internet stuff, but naturally they're going to want to use, they're going to want to access services that are internal that we use as well. So that is no good. All right, so now I'm turned around, heading back on the freeway, back to my exit. Doggone it. And I might be late, but they'll get over it. One of the things we're covering in our presentation is we're comparing and contrasting Windows CE and Palm OS. And I know it's like, oh, okay, where do you get the comparison there? The only comparison really that there is with it is would be in the smartphone arena, so far as any real comparison. Now, as far as contrasting, one of the things I'm going to do is I'm taking care of the technical part of presenting Windows CE, and my attempts to do that is going to be focused mostly on showing just the kind of different devices beyond just a cell phone that, or the smartphones, you know, that Windows CE is installed on. One of them happens to be, you know, a product that we create, we build, you know, where I work, and I won't divulge that because I'm not going to. But that happens to be, you know, another use. And what I'm finding, you know, personally is that, and I'm sure someone will point out that I'm wrong somewhere, but what I'm finding personally so far is that for those that Palm OS, you're only finding those in, you know, of course, the Palm Pilots. Granted, oh, great, there's a phone call. Damn it, never fails. Never fails. You always get an interruption just when you're in the middle of something. Naturally. I was actually one of my teammates saying, hey, I don't know if I'm going to be there on time. Not a biggie. So, anyway, I'm going to be displaying the technical portion of Windows CE. And like I was saying, I don't know many of drive people. I don't know of many other products that have Palm OS in it other than the smartphones or the Palm OSs themselves. So we'll see how that comes out. But I do know that, you know, what you're finding in other utility or other pieces of hardware running the software is mostly going to be either real-time embedded OS like real-time Linux, or something along the lines of CE or even XP, embedded XP. So, let's see, can I find a part that's bought? Those are handicapped. Can't park there. Okay, but there's someone moving. I hope it's moving. So anyway, that's going to be it for right now, and I may get back later. If not, I'll wrap it up some other time, some other way. In the meantime, see ya!
You've been listening to In the Trenches, and now it's your turn. We'd love to hear from you. You can email Kevin at kevin.devin@gmail.com. Your suggestions and thoughts, both good and bad, about this podcast are always welcome. And we'd love to hear your show ideas as well. Audio email is always best. You never know. We might use it in a future podcast. Again, you can email Kevin at kevin.devin@gmail.com.